Test 65, Section 2, Question 10. Here we're looking for the role played in the argument by the statement that people consume salt in quantities that provide iron in significant amounts. So that people eat enough salt that you could get iron in significant amounts. So it says, a new process in order for ordinary table salt to be fortified with iron. So we can put iron in salt. This advance could help reduce the high incidence of anemia in this world's population due to a deficiency of iron in the diet. So this could help reduce the incidence of anemia. Salt is used as a preservative for food and a flavor enhancer all over the globe, so everybody uses salt, and people consume salt in quantities that would provide iron in significant amounts, and people eat enough of it. So the overall conclusion here is the second sentence, which is that the advance could help reduce the incidence of anemia in the world's population due to an iron deficiency. And then they give two pieces of evidence that when combined, make it so that you can prove that. First, everybody uses salt. And second, they use enough of it that it would provide iron in, you know, significant amounts. So A, its conclusion, no. B, it provides support for the conclusion. That's pretty good. It is a claim the argument is directed against. It's not arguing against it. It qualifies the conclusion. No, it doesn't qualify it. It's saying it's part of why the conclusion follows. And then it illustrates a principle that underlies. It's not a principle that underlies the argument. It's just saying there is enough of it. So B is going to be our correct answer. It's just a piece of evidence that says it could be used to reduce the iron deficiency anemia.